It has been my privilege over the years to meet Christians from every part of the world, of all types of people, nationalities, ethnic backgrounds, skin color, just name it. I have met with Christians who were saved out of idolatry, Christians who were saved out of witchcraft. I have met Christians who were saved out of primitive animistic religions. I have spoken with Christians who are saved out of their atheism. All kinds of people that Jesus has redeemed. And I find we have a wonderful relationship. But the greatest barrier that we have between us is language. We need an interpreter, and I feel blessed because English is sort of a common language around the world, and there seems to be always somebody around who can speak English, or we can communicate some way in English. But language is the final barrier. Our spirits are one in the Lord. We think the same thoughts about Jesus. We live our lives the same way as regards the scripture. And God showed us on the day of Pentecost that our fellowship in the church was to go across every barrier of nationality, skin color, background, former religions, and we are to be one in the Lord. And he knocked down in that early church the barrier of language. And when the Holy Spirit fell on them on the day of Pentecost, those disciples began speaking in the languages of other people, languages that they did not know. It was a sign to those who did not know Jesus Christ that God was calling them in their own native language. Listen to Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like that of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and they were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, Look, are not all these which speak Galileans? How now? We hear every man in our own tongue wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. Do we hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God? And they were all amazed, and were in doubt, saying one to another, What does this mean? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice, and said unto them, You men of Judea, and you that dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known unto you, and listen to my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Do you see what happened? God said, This message of the gospel is to go out to everyone. My spirit is for everyone that will come to me and be redeemed, repent of their sins, confess them, confess Jesus as Savior, and then pray and wait and ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. I pray your blessing upon all those who may seek today and are waiting for you. I pray that you would fill them today, fill them with purpose and power, and transform their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.